Sanitarium has flexed its muscles again and had a pallet of imported UK breakfast cereal Weetabix detained by customs. The company has long claimed that shops selling imported Weetabix in New Zealand are breaching its trademark Weet-Bix. Sanitarium has previously ordered Weetabix off the shelves of a specialty British store in Auckland and taken action against retailers in Nelson and Palmerston North. Now it is focusing on a small Christchurch store, and owner Lisa Wilson is with me. Hello, Lisa. Thank you for your time.
No worries. How are you doing?
Very well. So tell us about this Weetabix. You imported, what, a container of this?
No, just a pallet in a container. It's a well-known product for British expats, and we have normally get a pallet of it on most of our containers. And, just last week it came in, and we got a call from a shipper to say that customs have to come out and watch the container be devanned, and I had a slight suspicion that it would be Sanitarium that was on the case, because there was nothing else in the container that, you know, would be any matter to them. And so it was. They had the pallet of Weetabix detained yesterday, and they've held it up.
How did Sanitarium know that a pallet of Weetabix was coming into the country?
Well, I think they've actually got a border protection law on that, which actually, as far as I'm aware, when it went to the court last time and they dropped it, has been given out on the wrong case law, according to a lawyer in Auckland. So when it comes in, if anything pings under a wheat-based cereal, they're allowed to ask what it is and then get it held.
Well, I'm surprised that customs are allowed to detain this and refusing to release it, because I would have thought that it's a trademark issue, got nothing to do with customs. But anyway, okay. So how much of the stuff do you have? You've had it before, have you? How much of the stuff do you sell?
Yeah, a pallet probably lasts us about 4 weeks. Nothing in comparison to what Weetabix would sell around New Zealand every day to Kiwi customers. So it seems very stupid to me that, you know, they want to protect their Weetabix when we've got completely different customers and, it's a different product altogether.
And what a Sanitarium. What contact have you had with the Sanitarium?
They contacted yesterday to say, would I like to come to an agreement with them? They didn't actually tell me what the agreement was at this point, but it's actually to score out the name Weetabix on the product and, sign my life away to their cons, I guess.
And the people that your customers coming in, they're actually ordering this, are they? They're not coming and they're not getting confused between Weetabix and Weetabix, are they? They want Weetabix.
Most of our customers are all British expats. I'm sure we have a few Kiwis come through, but they all want their Weetabix. And I'm sure if you've had a look at the box, the packaging is completely different. If you actually take the Weetabix out of the box and probably set it next to a Weetabix, the cereal actually in a bowl, it looks completely different and it tastes different as well.
So the packaging, because this is a brand, this is a trademark thing here, the packaging is just not the same as Weetabix boxes, is that right?
No, it's a yellow-coloured packaging, and Weetabix is blue, as far as I'm aware.
So you couldn't confuse the two then?
No, not at all. Not in my eyes, anyway.
What is the legal advice? Have you had legal advice on this?
Yes, we went to the barrister that has previously dealt with it before with the last owner of the stores, so he's going to have a read over what they've sent through to me, the agreement, and they're trying to say that they've got a trademark on it, on Weetabix, but, if you go on and have a look, there's no trademark for Weetabix, only their Weetabix, so, we'll just see
but
where it goes.
Sanitarium are claiming that they have a trademark for Weetabix as well?
Yeah, well, they're just saying that they're protecting their trademark. And,
okay. Yeah, well, they have the Weetabix trademark here, and they do have rights, don't they?
Yeah. And on the phone yesterday, he says, are you aware of our trademark that we have over this product? So obviously they were referring to the Weetabix, because that's the product they've detained, or customs have. So, it's just a bit...
Sanitarium say, as I understand it, they wouldn't come on the program, so I can only... I think previously they've said it's no different for them. They can't sell Weet-Bix in the UK because Weetabix has the trademark there. Did you know that?
Yes, it does actually, and they can't sell it over there because Weetabix is trademarked for the UK. So
same thing here then, isn't it?
Yeah, and well, we're not trying to get their customers, or you know, we just bring in a small amount every, you know, couple months and have our own small amount of customers. We're not trying to boycott any of their.
No, I know, but Sanitarium's argument is that it's no different for them, so why should it be different for you, that they own the trademark here and it's in breach of trademark? But that's the question that would have to be found out. So you're going to take this to court, are you? You're going to go to court?
We're willing to, you know, if they don't want to back down. Last time with the previous owner, he was on the way to the High Court and they dropped the case and he never ever had any issues ever again with him. Yeah, I guess it's just going to, we'll just have to wait.
And you have been selling this for how long then, Lisa?
We've been selling it for the year that we've had the business.
Okay, and no problems? Selling it for a year, no problems?
No, not until just this shipment.
And it's been coming in across the border as well, and customs haven't been holding it?
Yes, no, so I'm just wondering if it's because they've maybe just realised that we're new owners and they've just clocked onto it now and they're going to try and get us to fold.
Okay. But you're not going to fold. Well, thank you. You feel like you're being bullied, do you?
Yes, pretty much. Yeah. And, you know, we've got a lot of unhappy customers that they can't get their Weetabix, but they're backing us and supporting us all the way. So that's good.
Well, thank you for coming on the program, and we'll see how it goes. Thank you, Lisa. That is Lisa Wilson, owner of A Little Bit of Britain in Christchurch. It is now 4:17.